Ksuvos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. In this Mishnah, we're going to define what it means to be a besula in terms of the amount of money that a woman is entitled to for her ksuba. And that being the case, it may not necessarily be appropriate listening for a mixed company. I leave it to listeners' good judgment. Okay. Now, so that is the point of our Mishnah. We want to discuss what it means to be a besula that would be entitled to the 200 zuz in her ksuba. So the Mishnah will give three examples that are questionable. The first is Hagadol Sheba'ala Katana. A gadol, a boy of age who sleeps with a katana, an underage girl. Now, normally gadol and katan or katana refers to whether they're before or after their bar mitzvah. But in this Mishnah, not the case. In this Mishnah, when we talk about what constitutes a legal act of intercourse, so we need to be worried about when it comes to a boy from age 9 years old, meaning from the age of 9 years old and up, if a boy does such an act, it has the legal status of being an act of intercourse. If he's younger than that, it doesn't. And when it comes to a girl, so the katana underage here, it means under 3 years old, meaning if the girl is less than 3 years old when this happens to her, God forbid, so then it doesn't have a legal status of being an act of intercourse, it's something else. And more than that, it can be assumed that as the girl continues to grow into being into a woman, so her basulim, that hymen, will come back again. The flaps of the skin will still redevelop there, so there will be basulim later on in her life. And that being the case, if it's Hagadol Shebala Katana, if you're talking about we'll call it an adult boy, at least who's 9 years old, who sleeps with a katana, meaning a girl less than 3 years old, so that will not have legal status of being an act of intercourse. It will not make her into not being a basula. Her basulim will come back again, it's anticipated, and therefore the lach will be that her ksu will be matayim, 200 zuz. Similarly, v'hakatan shebala gadola, if you have an underage boy, meaning he's less than 9 years old, and he sleeps with a gadola, a girl, again, I believe past 3 years old, and with an adult woman for the same purposes. So again, since he's underage, meaning less than 9 years old, his act doesn't have an act legal status of being intercourse, so she's considered to still be someone who hasn't done that act. And therefore, again, Reb Meir, the Tanakam here, will say that she's entitled to 200 zuz. The third category is the mukas eitz. The mukas eitz means someone who was injured by a piece of wood or a tree. The point is that she's injured, and however the injury occurred, it doesn't make a difference. The point is she got injured by, let's say, a piece of wood or anything else for that matter, which poked her between the legs and now damaged her basulim, taking them out. So now she won't have a basulim intact. So in all three of those cases, ksubasan masayim divrei Meir. Reb Meir holds she is entitled to the full 200 zuz ksuba because in all three cases she is a basula. She never participated in a legal act of sleeping with a man, either because the boy was too young, didn't count, he's less than 9, or she was too young, less than 3, didn't count, or, she was injured by whatever it is, a ski pole, a tree, something, it doesn't matter. The point is, so she still never slept with a man, so in all those cases, she's a basula and entitled 200 zuz. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham say that mukas eitz ksubasa mana. The Chacham say a girl who's been injured, notwithstanding the fact that she never slept with a man, since her basulim are no longer intact, she now is not entitled to 200, but rather 100 zuz is the standard ksuba amount. The point of the Chacham is that if there's no besulim intact, that hymen isn't there, so then she doesn't have the status of being a besula, even though we concede, of course, she never slept with a man, she was injured by a piece of wood or something. The halach is like the Chachamim, and it sounds as if they are only arguing on this third point of the mukas eitz, the injury, but they would agree that if it was a minor underage boy or girl who was one of the participants, then she would still be entitled to 200. That's partially true. I mean, it is true in a vacuum. But in fact, assuming that the girl was over 3, even if the boy had been under 9, so although his act doesn't constitute a legal act of intercourse, if one way or another the act caused the basulin to be damaged and removed, so then the boy although his organ doesn't have the status of being like an organ for this purpose, for intercourse, but it's no worse than a stick, and since it's removed the basulim, so therefore the Chacham would agree in such a scenario without her intact basulim, although she's technically speaking, like I'll call it a virgin, as far as the halacha is concerned, because she didn't participate in an act which legally constituted to the contrary, still she's missing her basulim, and therefore her ksuba standard will be 100 zuz, and again, that would be the halacha, like the Chachamim.